They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open.
And just like that, with the clap, you're back in with the Giggle Boys.
No.
You try and be serious. Try and not giggle when I say the Giggle Boys, and we won't change it.
No, we are. It's a working title.
It is working title. It's a great title.
So funny, because I told our good friend Xavier that you wanted to change the name of the podcast to the Giggle Boys, because you said if you're scrolling past a line of podcasts and you see one called the Giggle Boys, there's no way you're scrolling past, you're automatically clicking on. And he was like, if you see a podcast called the Giggle Boys, you are going straight past. Well, look, no one's clicking
that
on
is
that.
That is only two people's opinions, and I think you'll find, Wade, that my opinion outweighs fucking Xavier, whoever the fuck he is. He doesn't even listen to shitting with the door open. Hey, I've got something fun to tell you. My daughter, Marigold, 4 years old, has said two cracking things to me recently. We just did playgroup yesterday.
Great.
I quite enjoy going to playgroup. It's a 2 hour kind of downtime. You can't have your phones there. You're just there with, there was about seven other parents and probably about 10 kids, some little babies and mostly three-year-old, four-year-olds. And we were just having a fairly robust chat about some new development in the area. That's because we're all in our late 30s and 40s, and so we talk about housing developments. That's what we talk about. And it was, you know, there was nothing heated about it. We're a playgroup. We're just having general chats, and we're all quite engaged, all the parents just around the table sitting on those tiny little chairs and having little bits of fruit cut up. It was great. I enjoyed it. And Marigold leaned in and whispered in my ear. You know that whisper that tickles your ear that kids will do? Just right into the right in. And I'm in mid-conversation, and she can see that I'm in mid-conversation, and she wants me to add to it. So she goes, Dad, tell them about the piece of skin that was cut off your doodle. Why? Tell them that. Like, it's such an odd thing for her to say, but what's odder is that she's walking around thinking about that.
she got it in her mind.
My dad had a bit of skin cut off his doodle. Because, like, she's surrounded by dicks, right? She's got three brothers. And, you know, it's a fairly nude house anyway. All the boys are uncircumcised. So very clear what's going on. But it's also been discussed because the boys want to know, why do they look different? And I'm like, well, this is why. And then so in this moment of sincerity that I'm having about a housing construction, tell them about the skin that's been cut off your doodle. Yeah, that'll explain why I've never been able to afford a house, Marigold. And then just yesterday, this afternoon, I just painted my one fingernail pink because I was bored. And she and Walter were sitting there, and she goes, why is your fingernail pink? And I said, oh, I've actually got – just out of the gate, straight away, my brain just did this. I went into full dad mode. She's like, why is your fingernail pink? And I went, oh, it's because I've got pink tinnitus. You get pink tinnitus, and eventually all my nails will go pink, and then my eyes will go pink. And she goes, pink eye from the butt.
She's on fire.
The guy from the butt is it's a shirt. I'm gonna make a shirt. Anyway, I just wanted to tell my mate those two stupid things my 4 year old said.
I think either those are two great alternating titles for this podcast as well. Like either pink eye for the butt from the butt, or Skin from the Dirt.
Yeah, Bean Guy from the Butt. I think you'll get a lot of clicks through with that. I think there will be...
maybe too many. Maybe the wrong audience.
Oh, finally. A podcast for me. how are you going, mate? What's going on in your world?
Yeah, not much. Back in the house, yes. Finally, which is excellent.
Oh, yeah. We have... after being away for... We have not recorded since you've been back in, but you've been back in for almost 2 weeks. 2 weeks today.
Yeah, almost 2 weeks now. 2 weeks today, actually, yeah. And it is excellent. It is so great. Oh, we could not be
I mean, other than the fact that I did a little walkthrough just before you moved back in, and I've got to say, you've absolutely nailed it. I know that there was compromises you had to make, which you just have to do on a renovation, and especially in the financial situation you're in. You can't tell. It looks beautiful. And other than the renovation being done, I imagine that it feels great because you're back in your house. It's your house. It's not somebody else's space.
Yes, that's and I was saying to Claire, we've got we're taking a bit of time unpacking the stuff, but we've got 40, 50 years. Like, this is, for all intents and purposes, this is the house that I will probably either die in or have to be moved out of because I'm incapable of looking after myself.
So in a couple of years.
It's that kind of situation. By Saturday, I reckon.
All right, Wayno, time to go.
All right, pat. What are you,
I'm just making a coffee. What's
but
happening?
It is. It's just leading me out the door, just pushing
just
me slowly
out.
Goats. Off you go. We go, buddy. But it feels so great to be here, and it's excellent.
Great.
Yeah, we couldn't be happier. And, just to be home again, because you do feel like you're a bit on the move. It's like we went from house to house to house, and you're constantly, packing up and unpacking, packing up and unpacking. And when we first started unpacking in this place, I'm just going to have to pack up again in a few weeks. We're only here for – then I was like, oh, no, I'm here forever.
Yeah, it's great. And I know that feeling very well because from March 2020 to May 2021, we were effectively homeless. We had places to stay always. We were never homeless, but we didn't have a permanent rental lease or anything like that. And so even though I was fine, there was never even a glimmer of us not having a place to stay. It was incredibly unsettling.
Yeah.
Incredibly unsettling.
Yeah, and we were very fortunate and we had places to stay at every stage that we needed to get a place to stay. We always had a place to stay. But I really feel for people who are way more unsettled and who don't have those places to stay and they don't have things to fall back on. It's life can be a beautiful thing, but it can be fucking hard.
Yeah, man, technically
it can be so hard for some people out there.
I'm not saying this frivolously at all, but technically I've been homeless twice in my life. In terms of what the definition of homeless is, where you don't have any fixed address and there's zero security in your housing. And that's been the case twice in my life. And it has given me a huge amount of empathy for people who sleep rough.
Yeah.
I never slept rough, by the way, in those both moments. I've never, ever slept rough except because I couldn't find the front door and I've slept in a hedge. But I'm just saying, just from those little moments I've had, and like I said, I've always, the first one I was single, no children, so it was fine. I had mates I could crash on couches and do all that sort of stuff for, there was a period of months. But it's given me great empathy for people. And there's a huge amount of people now either living in caravans, living in their cars and living on the streets, and it's only going to increase if someone doesn't grow a fucking set and figure out what we need to do to build for the future.
Man, it is such a complex problem as well, but I also feel that there are short-term solutions – not long-term, short-term solutions that could really help if they had the political will.
Oh, totally. During COVID, sorry to cut you off, when they were it's a bit risky anyone walking around because we're going to go into lockdown, and all of a sudden all the homeless people were put into hotels. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. You can house people overnight immediately.
Yeah, 100%. And then you can help them adjust to getting their life back on track. These things can happen.
Yeah,
we can make them happen.
Yeah.
They can be done. When I was in my late teens and early 20s, I was I would bounce from house to house. I would couch surf quite a bit because I didn't have a fixed address. And I, like you, I never really slept rough, but for a long period, I didn't have a real place to go, for quite a bit of time. And I always remember wearing out my welcome at my friend's place. And now I just feel terrible about it. I feel so gross about it. But when I was growing up, we would always have people come to stay.
Yeah.
It'd always be like, oh, this person needs to stay with us for a couple of months, or this person needs to stay with us for a year or kind of thing, or whatever it is. And so now I grow up, and that's how, and because of how I pushed the boundaries of friendship when I was in my late teens and early 20s. Now when people need a place to stay, I'm like, yeah, just stay.
Yeah, 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 just, great.
I want to give back. I know what it's like.
That's why I've got a tent set up in my backyard for anyone who wants to crash.
Yeah. Come on. But a tent? It's good. I stayed in that tent.
It's a good spot. Great. Can't sleep in it anymore. It's covered in mold.
Grace, that wasn't me. Don't put a black light through there, though. I would not put the black light. Not at all.
Jesus Christ.
It's mold. That's what it is. It's
just
mold.
The image of you fucking going out in that tent in my backyard.
Mosquitoes getting around, biting me down where I don't want to be bitten. I'm just scratching it off, Harley. I'm scratching. I mean, betting.
Oh, I'm just trying. Why it's so engorged?
I'm allergic.
Yeah. Yeah, mate, I hit some rib. Sorry, mate.
I just actually, a bit of lotion might be a bit better.
Oh, I've never heard that's good for mozzies. Okay.
A bit of aloe. In fact, a lot of aloe. I need a lot of aloe.
It's the Giggle Boys.
Almost too much. It's the Giggle Boys.
Hey, Giggle One, that's what your name is now. do you want to do the ABC News quiz? We've actually had, I find this very odd, because the first time I said, let's do it, it's just because I was fucking around and I do the news quiz every single week and I love doing it. And then we've had comments of people going, come on, it's quiz time. So maybe that's what we'll change the title to. Come on, it's quiz time. Everyone loves a quiz.
If you've already done
the news quiz.
Now, this is last week. This is last week's news quiz.
Well, at the point of recording.
So the date.
Yes.
What is the date
the
today?
The date is the 2nd of May today, which is also the opening day of my little mini tour I'm doing. I'm opening in Brisbane tonight, but this will come out after I've finished Brisbane and Adelaide.
Yes.
And there would have been a new news quiz by then because they come out on the Friday. So there'll be one the 3rd of May tomorrow. But this one is from last week. And if you've done it, Wade, it's just the honesty policy that you have to answer the question that you got at the time. You can't learn from the quiz.
All right. Got it. Let's go. I've got to say, I've not been paying close attention to the news at all, so this should be perfect. I'm ready to learn.
Caitlin Clark is this year's number one draft pick in the WNBA. What team is she signing with? Now, this was news because she's the number one draft pick for the women's NBA. And she and her payday, I think, because I did read this article, even though I'm not into basketball, her payday is less than the last draft pick in the NBA. And there was a big uproar about how bad the money was. And then, you know, you'll always get these blokes who've got a dog in their profile picture saying, yeah, well, it doesn't make as much fucking money as the men's. Well, there was some WNBA game that had the biggest viewership of any NBA game. And it's like, actually, it's getting just as much viewing. It's providing just as much entertainment, if not more. So now where's the justification for the shitty pay?
Yeah, it's a very strange one because the pay disparity is so great.
So massive.
You know what I mean? Because it's not also just about... Not just about viewership. Like the reason people like LeBron and fucking Steph Curry and all that make hundreds of millions over their fucking lifetime is jersey sales and fucking they're iconic. And so Caitlin Clark is now an iconic player.
Yes. Yeah, and also
Miranda Kerr.
The WNBA isn't new. It's not new. It's not a new league. It's been around for a very long time. You know, so it's not like, well, you've just got to pay your dues and you got to, you know, fuck off. It's just bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. But I also think, like, sport is entertainment. And yes. So you wouldn't pay, like, say, Jennifer Lawrence is in the same movie as Ben Mendelsohn.
Yes.
Great actors.
Yeah.
Mendelsohn has been acting for, like, 20 years longer than Jennifer Lawrence.
Though, yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah, 20 years longer, yeah.
Like, a long, long time.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, both in the same movie, like, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, you're going to pay Jennifer Lawrence more. She's going to bring in more
She's going to
viewers.
Bring more people
more
into
famous.
The, absolutely.
She's going to bring more people into the cinema.
Yeah.
She's like a, she's a fine star. But I was, Ben Mendelsohn's just as good an actor. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you take that analogy over to kind of sport, you're like, who is bringing in the money?
Well, then I guess, so if we're going to do that then the Matildas have to be paid more than the Socceroos. Because they get way more viewership.
I could not agree
way
more. I could not agree. I think the fucking Williams sisters should get fucking...
Yes.
should have got like more money than most of the men's Correct. Players. Because they were just fucking bringing it in. Like, I think it's about like entertainment. Yeah, it is. I don't think it's like too tricky. I think the pay disparity is too much. But also, I don't see... Fuck, man, I'm digging
No, you're not. No, you're just talking
hole.
It through, man. Look, I don't think you need to worry
I'm
about...
I'm working
what,
it out.
I don't think you need to worry about what people are going to say about it because, fuck, they don't write anything. We're just working it out. It's just that this was the subject of the article and we've got to keep in mind she's the number one draft pick. The number one. So she's bringing it
number
in.
Number one.
She is bringing in people. She is of such interest that she's the number one draft pick.
And she is, like, more people know the name of Caitlin Clark. I know the name of Caitlin Clark, and I barely follow the NBA, let alone the WNBA. More people know the name of Caitlin Clark than they would know, like, 90% of NBA players.
Yeah, I don't know her. I 95%. Didn't know her when I read the article. I read it for the point of view of the pay disparity. I find it quite interesting. I know her now. The question is, though, what team is she signing with? Do you know? do you want me to give you the four choices?
I have no idea. Yeah, give me the four choices.
It means nothing
I've
to me.
I've got something in my head, and if it's...
Well, what's it in your head?
If it's one that's like stuck in my... The Pelicans, New Orleans Pelicans.
No, they're not on there. You're an idiot.
Is that on there? All right.
So I'll give you the four. I can't even remember what I answered, but I got it wrong. So Indiana Fever, right. Chicago Sky, Phoenix Mercury, or Las Vegas Aces. Indiana Fever, Chicago Sky, Phoenix Mercury, or Las Vegas Aces.
I'm going to say, fuck, Mercury or Aces. I'm going to lock in Mercury.
Mercury is incorrect. It's Indiana Fever. There you go.
Oh, so I was wrong. It all counts. All right.
Yeah, anyway. And then Clark's four-year optioned contract with the Indiana Fever is worth $338,000, sparking outrage about the gender pay gap. Here's this quote. Compare this to the last NBA number one draft pick. Oh, sorry, the last NBA number one draft pick. I thought it meant the last in the draft pick. So I think it's the last number one. Who was signed for $55.7 million. That's a pretty big gap. Like,
yeah, like that is way too big.
$7 million versus $338,000. You're doing the same job. That's the same fucking job.
It's like, yeah, it's like when they're doing like the FIFA's World. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it's not like they're plumbers. They're not doctors. No. They should all be paid the same. Yeah. They're entertainers and you get paid on your market value as an entertainer, but that is way too big a disparity. And it's like
she's not doing 55.4 million less. You know?
No. No, that's what I mean. Like, I'm with you 100%.
Good.
All right.
Good. I wasn't saying good for you being with me. I know you are. You always are. It was that we've nailed that. Now, here we go. Question two. Separation in couples usually aged over 50 is on the rise in Australia. The phenomenon has been dubbed what? So boomers are fucking leaving their partners at a higher rate than previous. Is it called silver separation, grandparents split, retirement risk, or grey divorce? I know the answer to this because I did read the article.
I'm going to say Grey Divorce.
That is correct, Wade.
But
that is absolutely
that is the one
correct.
That sounds.
It's the Grey. It's yeah, the yeah, Grey Divorce.
Do you know why they're doing it? Then why they're splitting up?
More? It doesn't. You'd probably have to read the full article. Now researchers say Grey Divorce means women are more likely to be pushed below the poverty line. So it's not great for women. Again, we're on brand here. So who knows why? Fucking had enough, I guess. Had enough of the bullshit.
Yeah, and I think maybe like divorce is more socially acceptable now than it was like 20, 30 years ago, 40, 50 years ago. So they're like, yeah, we don't have to stay.
Yeah.
There's like life after like 50 and after 60 kind of thing.
I hope it doesn't happen to my parents. They're in their 70s, and if they get divorced, my dad will be dead within a week. The fucker wouldn't know how to cook toast. Like, he'd be fucked. G'day, Pete. I know you listen. I love you, mate.
Like, my parents are listening, and they would never get divorced because they are just a little unit. But if they did, neither of them would survive. Yeah. Codependent. They're just like wander around in like circles and spirals. Like until they both just kind of fell over.
Just
They wouldn't know what to do. And they both got their like little jobs. So Liz would have her job. She'd know what to do with this part of her life. Barry knows what to do with that part of their life. But because neither of them would know how to do the whole thing, they'd just be like, until they fell over. But they'll never die. They'll never get divorced.
What a great
they
TV
are such
show.
A tight unit.
That would be a great TV show. Just what happens to elderly people when they get divorced, just walking around in circles. all right, question three. Hospital staff this week pleaded with patients to stop bringing what into emergency departments?
In fact, I have read no news. I'm realizing now I've read very little news.
I guessed this one, and I think you probably can too. And I would see a reason why a patient would bring this item into an emergency department. Is it spiders, snakes, dogs, or jellyfish?
I'm going to say dogs.
I think it's snakes. I can't actually remember. I think it's snakes.
What? Why would you bring snakes into an emergency?
Because you got bitten by one and you want to identify it. Not as a pet.
Yeah, I thought it was a pet.
It's not a companion snake.
I thought it was like an emotional support snake. That's what I genuinely thought. Why are you bringing jellyfish in?
Oh, my God. It's my ADHD jellyfish. No, it is. The answer is snakes. And it is for exactly the reason that I said. People get bitten by the snake. And so because one of the main things you need to do, public safety announcement here, you want to identify the snake.
Or the spider, I guess, as well.
Yes, or the spider, because the antivenin or antivenom, however you want to say it.
What did you say? How did you say it first?
Antivenin.
I've never heard antivenin.
Maybe I've just made it up.
No. Hey, the Giggle Boys would never just make something up.
Everyone knows why they're here with the Giggle Boys, because everything we say will get you giggling. Anyway. You've got to identify the snake. Yeah. And so if you've been bitten by a tiger snake, they're not going to give you the antivenom for a brown snake.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got to identify it. But
I
think
the
hospital
snake.
Staff. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered what snake I said. I've got a red belly black snake.
Spitting cobra. I've got a hooded cobra. You've just got like a normal cobra.
Yeah, I've just got a normal one. Just dancing without anything fancy around it. So people take it in and the hospital are like, can you not bring the fucking snake in? we're going to get bitten. Just take a photo.
But I guess when you're panicking, you're like, ah! Anyway, too good.
It's also from that news is from my hometown of Bundaberg, which is classic Bundaberg behaviour. Ah, fuck, it bit me. I'll take it in. Right. The cost of living crisis is unearthing more women who want to work in which sector? I also knew this one.
Oh.
So it, as a result of the cost of living crisis, that's what it's being attributed to.
Yeah.
There are more women moving into what sector? Trades, agriculture, medical, or mining?
Oh, my first thought was trade, but mining also could be mining. I'm going
to
go.
Oh, you should allow yourself to go. Yeah, go mining.
I'm going to go mining on this one.
It's absolutely correct. Edit it out so that it just sounds like you went on mining. So yes, I read that article.
Yeah, because it's big money,
and more women are moving into it. Big money. Well. Especially and this was the case years and years ago. I haven't done these sorts of gigs in a long time, but I used to do these sort of mine tours out in the fucking grimmest parts of this country, and was often very surprised to see women, because it's such a harsh bloke. I'm not going to go too far.
I get it.
My fucking hell.
Yeah.
But machine operators were often, I met this girl, like those massive big trucks were often driven by women. There was a change sort of happening at the time, because it turns out they got into less crashes because they were fucking testosterone-filled idiots.
It's such a fucking...
Anyway, don't at me. I don't give a fuck.
Such a fucking interesting life, that FIFO, where they get... like work hard for like 2 weeks, like nonstop, pretty much come out for like 2 weeks, whatever. And they just got like bundles of cash. And like, what do you do? Like some people will be good at saving, but other people will be like just going hard like 2 weeks, spending everything and then going back kind of thing. So yeah, very interesting. Very
Mate,
interesting life choice.
I remember being, I was at the mines out in the Pilbara in 08 during the mining boom. Maybe a little bit earlier, because that was also a GFC crash. But the one reason it didn't hit Australia very hard is our iron ore prices and the volumes of mining that was going on and the massive explosion. And anyway, I was out there and there was young blokes, you know, sort of younger than me at the time. I was 28, who were just going from city jobs or apprentice mechanics or things like that and getting these mining jobs and all of a sudden earning $200,000 a year. And one guy just came up to me, goes, check that out. $600 lighter. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, fucking bought it. Cash. I'm like, okay, man, that is the most insane thing I have ever heard. And
that's coming from Harley Breen.
Yeah, that's coming from me. Like $600 for a lighter. I said, mate, you can just get a Bic lighter from the servo for whatever, $3, and it'll still light your cigarette. He goes, yeah, it's not gold though, is it? I was like, fucking hell, no, it isn't. On that same trip, I was sitting beside a financial advisor on a plane flying into another mining area, and we just got to chatting, and he goes, I am flat out. I'm flying into mines all over the country just trying to get young men before they spend all of their money on how to be smart with it, because they were earning such volumes. And it was it is still quite problematic. You know, they're just getting lumped with all this cash, working 2 weeks on and 1 or 2 weeks off and just blowing the whole fucking lot and then coming back to the mines.
Yeah, which, I mean, as I probably would have done myself in my early 20s. 100%.
Absolutely. I'd do it now. Well, you will know the answer to this. It's been a hot topic in our industry. Quite some hot topic. I've got things to say about it.
Great.
You possibly do as well. Arj Barker.
Yeah.
It's just the Arj Barker situation. Yeah. What city did it happen?
It happened in Melbourne.
We both know that it's Melbourne. Just to, like, if you've missed the story, the tabloid press went with the headline, comedian kicks out breastfeeding mum, which is the biggest bullshit clickbaity nonsense with that story.
Yep.
I happened to be with a wonderful comedian named Ellen Briggs on a cruise ship when it happened. She used to tour manage and support Arj for a bit. And so she, as soon as she saw the news, was just sort of talking to him. And I'm mates with Arj, and something didn't really stack up right with me either. I'm like, he's not a nasty guy.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a beat up. this is not a discussion about breastfeeding in public at all.
No.
This is all it is, and I think everyone's across it now, and I hope you're on the right side of the story, which is there was a comedian performing and there was a disruption happening in the audience, and he asked for that disruption to leave. It's neither here nor there that it was a baby. It was disrupting the audience. That's it. So you got to take the baby out. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no big beat up. It's no men against women. It's no establishment against breastfeeding mums in public. It was just, that's noisy and I'm getting distracted and so's the audience. Can you get up and get out of the room?
Except, like, I'm with you. Like, and also, like, I would also say it's like an R15 show. So why are you bringing a baby in anyway? However,
I think, well, on that, I would say, sorry, that babies are exempt from that classification because they're babies. It doesn't fucking matter. Like,
true.
Hannah is often at gigs with me or at different gigs, and often she will be up the back or out the side. And as soon as the baby, like Russell Howard's gig in Brisbane, it was 4,000 people. She was just standing right beside Russell in this main room. But as soon as Quill made any noise, whoop, out.
Yeah,
because that's super distracting to hear a baby. There's nothing. I've been heckled by a baby, and there's nothing you can do. Like, what do you? The first comeback from stage is always very funny to a baby crying.
Yeah,
because they're like, "Fuck up, mate, come here and say." And everyone like, "That's really funny."
Yeah.
But then after that, if that baby keeps being disruptive, it's really confronting. I've never been fortunately put in a position where I've had to tell a mother or a father, for that matter, just get the baby out.
Yeah.
Fortunately, every time I've encountered it, they've got up and walked out.
Yes, which I think is...
Because you just got to.
You just got to. But isn't, like, one of the situations here how he dealt with it? Like, didn't he, like, put it to the audience, should she stay or should she go, which was a terrible idea. And then when she left, she was, like, heckled by, like, some
she was yelled at when she left.
I think...
Which is shitty.
Which is shitty behaviour. So I think there was just a lot of like poor communication, and like it was just mishandled like from kind of like all sides. But also, how do you ask like a baby with a mother to leave the show?
I wouldn't do it, and the only reason I wouldn't do it is because I don't like confrontation.
Yeah,
but I would stew about it.
Yeah,
and I'd bitch about it afterwards.
Yeah.
But I would. I don't know if I could actually go, hey, listen, you got to get out.
Yeah,
I just don't know if I could do it. I have kicked people out of my show before, and it's super confronting.
Yes.
And it's very hard to recenter yourself and get back into the show.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I've never been in that position. And, yeah, I would say what I've heard, I don't know, I wasn't there, of the mob mentality that happened when she did finally get asked to leave by security is shitty. Just shut the fuck up. The comic's taking care of it.
Exactly.
You just shut the fuck up. Everyone shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck
Everybody,
up.
Everybody.
The baby.
Just shut up. All right? It's between these two people here. That's all.
That's right.
A very awkward situation all round, but not the end of the world either. It's done. Let's move on.
Donald Trump's hush money trial heard from former tabloid publisher David Pecker about how he buried negative stories to help Mr. Trump. What outlet did he work for at the time?
Is it News of the World?
No,
wait.
That's not on the list.
No. It's the American version of that. It's the read out the list and I'll know it.
National Enquirer, New York Post, Globe, or TMZ?
Enquirer.
And I think... Yeah, that's correct. I'm sure of it. Yeah.
And they were like catch and kill. So he'd like buy the stories. Like the Enquirer dude would buy the stories with like what's it called? No one else is allowed the story. Whatever that's. I forgot the name of that.
Yeah, right.
And then he just wouldn't publish it. Exclusive, thank you. He'd buy the story on an exclusive.
Yeah, right.
And then
not
publish it. And so that's how they would bury the story.
Cheeky.
Very cheeky. He's just a bit of a rat bag, old Donald Trump.
He's a nasty chap.
He is a nasty. He's a fuckhead.
He's one of the nasty
chaps.
He's
a complete fuckhead. I just can't stand him. I hate him. And I don't understand.
Oh, so do I.
This is like where it's very hard. Even if like people are kind of like on the fence about him, like how can you be on the fence about him? I understand people who love him more than people who are on the fence about him. Like you're part of a cult now.
Yeah.
You're like sucked into the cult. So you don't see anything. You're this religious fever. You're down like this tunnel vision. But if you're on the fence, that means you're taking in information from both sides and you're still like, I don't know about this guy. He could be all right. He's okay sometimes. Yeah. He's not. Yeah. He's a complete and total piece of shit. And I hope, I know he listens. I know you listen, Donnie. I know you're up there. Oh,
Donnie's always tuning into the Giggle Boys. He loves it.
He loves it. But we don't love you, Donnie.
Get out of it, Donnie.
Get out of it.
You're a dog, Donnie.
You're a fucking dog. You're a low dog.
All right. Well, that showed him.
Imagine if this podcast influenced like the US like election.
All of a sudden, like mad MAGA hat wearing people are like, well, the Giggle Boys said that we couldn't vote for Donald Trump because he's a dog.
They make a good point.
Now, I reckon you'll get this. I got this, but and I didn't read the article, but it just makes sense. It just makes complete sense when you hear the options. A new species of snail has been named after which Australian celebrity? Scott Cam, Robert Irwin, Carl Stefanovic, or Chris Brown? Who would you name a new species after?
Wait, Carl Stefanovic, Chris Brown, Robert Irwin. Who was the
Robert Irwin?
Who was the other one?
Or Scott Cam. Scott Cam. Scotty Cam's the host of...
Of The Block, yeah.
The Block?
I guess Robert Irwin?
Correct. Of course it's Robert Irwin.
Yeah.
You're not going to name it. The only other one that might get in there is Chris Brown because he's a celebrity vet, but it's been so many years since he was a celebrity vet. He's just a TV host now.
Yeah.
Fucking Robert Irwin is, you know, like he's the heir to the throne of environmentalism as a result of his father. And he's doing a good job.
Kudos to you, Robert Irwin. Yeah, just out there loving animals.
I know he listens. He's always tuning in.
We know you're out there, Bobby.
Good on you, Bobby.
Thanks for the love. We appreciate it.
He's a Patreon subscriber as well. Not Donald Trump, though. Not Donald Trump, because he doesn't pay his bills. He doesn't. Fucking low dog.
He's always emailing me, asking me for free Patreons. You'll never get him, Donald. But I'll give Robert. I'll give him some free Patreons.
Oh, Robert, you can have a... In fact, let's record another episode today just for Robert. It's another tier of the Patreon. You can only get in if you're an Irwin.
Bindi, Robert. That's it. That's where we stop.
Speaking of royals,
oh, yeah.
Prince William and Princess Catherine celebrated the birthday of their youngest son, Louis. How old is he? 4, 5, 6, 7. I have no idea.
I'm going to say 4. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to say 4. It's the lowest number.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
He's 6.
No. Oh.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Best of luck with your future, mate.
Move on.
He looks like everything's... I think everything's going to be okay for that kid. I don't know. You don't know what
but
the future
holds, see,
but I'm fairly sure like, he's going to be okay.
Doesn't like Charles, he's quite sick with cancer, and doesn't like Kate also, like she's quite
Kate
sick.
Kate did get her diagnosed with that. We know more about the royals than I ever thought we would, but yeah.
And that is, I would say,
both of them,
regardless of their family history, that is a tough thing for like young kids to go through. So
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely,
and to go through that,
your mother and your grandfather, yeah,
in the public eye, like with the world's cameras on you, like that's got to be hard. So
yeah.
Anyway,
third in line to the throne, so you know, yeah. Keep healthy, Louis. I don't know what I'm talking about. Question 9. New South Wales Health has settled a massive underpayment class action for almost $230 million. Who led the legal action? I read this article.
Great. Give me the answer.
Was it nurses, pathologists, radiologists, or junior doctors?
Oh, wow. I'm going to say...
It's an underpayment?
Radiologists.
It was junior doctors.
Oh, JDs.
The JDs, mate. And
why were they?
I don't have much to say on that. They were paid. They were underpaid, and they shouldn't have been. And they've sued the New South Wales
Good
Health, and they won. So Just pay people right. I'm like, I just a little rant here. I am fucking jack of hearing of, I mean, that's a government agency, but big corporations who get caught out underpaying. Woolworths just recently. And they go, oh, it was an IT error. Was it?
No.
Have you ever had an IT error where they were overpaid? Have they ever been overpaid because of an IT error?
What about?
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop stealing from people.
Stop stealing. Like your, what's the CEO salary? Is that an IT error?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you accidentally put an extra fucking zero on the back of that fucking salary?
Yeah. Yeah,
come on.
Because it seems that way.
It does.
You exited with $8.4 million. Don't you mean $840,000? Because that would still be disgusting.
Yes. Fucking hell. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like an IT error. Fucking hell. Also, just on that, when are they going to nationalise the health system and the education system? Let's just get that done.
Correct.
Let's just get that
done. Let's do that.
We don't need state health and state education anymore. We can just go national. We can make that happen. It's not.
We don't need states anymore.
We don't need states. Get rid of them. We're done.
It's a waste of money.
Oh, fucking
question hell. 10, and I can't imagine we will get silly with this question or be inappropriate at all.
Great.
This will be fine. A new study suggests wearing the wrong bra could put you at a greater risk of injuring what?
Oh, yes.
The options are, if you don't wear the right bra, could you injure your knees, your back, your heart, or your lungs?
I'm going to say your back.
Which is what I'm going to click on because that's what I said as well.
But
it is incorrect.
I could imagine it being like the knees for some reason.
It is your knees, and it just made me turn into a teenage boy and giggle because... because I'm like, is it because... the boobs hit your knees. Which which of course it isn't. Yeah. I can't unsee it. just fun bags whacking you in the knee. Whoop, gotta get a new bra.
I thought you were talking about people pretending like their knees were their boobs and putting them inside their jumper.
That's also a funny image. Don't put your knees inside your bra. It will be very hard to run.
Just tiny little footsteps.
Just like you look like Wall-E, just running around. That cracked me up so much, but fuck, that's funny.
Oh, man.
The results are in, Wade. We got a nice job. We got 7 out of 10.
Oh, great.
But we think you can do better next time. Shut up, ABC. You scored 10% better than average. There you go.
Oh.
We did okay.
We did okay. I imagine, like the knees, because your back's in like the wrong position. So if your back's in the wrong position,
it could play havoc on your
knees.
Oh, here we go. I'll read you.
Yeah, go on. This is interesting.
Researchers found when women wore highly supportive bras while completing jumping and landing tasks, many of the common risk factors associated with ACL injuries decreased. Knee flexion? This says knee flexion, okay, angles were smaller, which means the knee didn't have to bend as much on landing. And there was also a reduction in dynamic knee valgus, which is when the knee moves inwards from the foot. Right, there you go.
What a world.
The more you know.
The more you know.
What a world.
What a world.
There's a study for everything. What a world. Hey, this has been another wonderful episode of the Giggle Boys.
Shitting with the door open, Giggle Boys working title. We are thinking about renaming the podcast, actually.
Yeah, we're thinking about a lot of things.
I got some ideas. Maybe we'll do a poll.
Yeah, all right. Let's put it to the people. Let's do a poll.
We'll do a poll.
Horny for friendship.
I love horny for friendship.
That's yours. Yeah. You love it. The Giggle Boys.
That's yours.
The Outhouse.
Yeah, that's it. I don't mind The Outhouse. Thunderbox.
I think with Thunderbox is great. The reason we're thinking about this is we've decided that the reason that the podcast isn't growing is simply because of the word shit. It has nothing to do
with the content.
It's only because there's a swear word in the title. Oh, who gives a fuck? We're just chatting with each other. I love you, mate.
Love you, mate.
I'll speak soon.
Dads.